Hey, good morning. Welcome to Financially Speaking. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the month of June. Wow, we're there. We're getting there. I also want to let you know that you could view this not only on the radio station, not only on Facebook, but you could also view this live on the YouTube channel as well, the RTC page as well, and of course Genesis as well. So I encourage you to spread the word that Financially Speaking is on. Our show will be in two segments. We'll have a guest on the first half. We'll have another guest talking a different topic on the second half of the show. So please be with us. And thank you for watching. And thank you, as always, for your continuous feedback. Now, we know, it seems like the whole world is going under attack through all sorts of cyber information. Cybersecurity is becoming a big thing. You have so much stuff that come across your eyes. It looks so tempting, and sometimes they're very, very gullible. We fall for it. It can end up costing us so much, and sometimes, you can't even get it back. And so today, I know we had a topic a couple of months ago when I had the Minister of Innovation on, but this will be a different level. Today I have an IT specialist who will guide us through this, to help us, educate us, what we could do, to help ourselves. Of course, we will always, I believe, be faced with this sort of threats. Mm-hmm. But you could try and reduce those threats and overcome those threats. And so with that said, I want to take this opportunity to welcome Ms. Catrice James Williams, right?
Yes.
I got it. All right, I almost said Catherine. So welcome to Financially Speaking. Before we get into our topic, just tell the viewers a little bit about you.
Okay, so my name is Catrice James Williams. I am an IT director. I am also the owner of TechPrice Solutions, where I help companies build their cybersecurity program, also help them to work smarter, not harder, leveraging Microsoft 365, because I find a lot of times, people don't realize the different applications that they can use, or even policies mm-hmm. that's in Microsoft 365. So I help them leverage that to work smarter. I am the proud mother of two boys.
Okay.
Yes. And that is my biggest accomplishment right there.
That's
yes.
very nice. Mm-hmm. That speaks volumes.
Yeah.
So how can people reach you through your what's the name of your company again?
TechPrice Solutions.
TechPrice. Okay, how can we reach out to you?
So I am on Facebook.
Okay.
A lot of people follow me as Tracy James Williams, but I am also there. My company there, TechPrice Solutions, I'm on LinkedIn under Catrice Williams. And also you can email me, Catrice@TechPriceSolution.com. Or they could reach out to you and you could give them
awesome,
my number.
Awesome. And I think it's very, very critical for us
yes.
to get on board. Mm-hmm. Because
yes.
this whole landscape is changing, dramatically,
is.
And it could be very destructive.
Very. And I'm happy it's actually a topic now, because I've been trying for the longest to get it out there for people to really take cybersecurity seriously. So for me to be on shows like these, or even being invited to webinars, or gaining more clients, it shows a different dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, people really taking it seriously. So it does my heart well.
That's good. Sometimes, it doesn't, sometimes we don't recognize or appreciate it until it hits home to us.
Exactly.
Until something happens to you.
Exactly.
We don't see the importance of it.
Exactly. And then that's what I always say too. It's not a matter of if it will happen, it's when.
Right.
It's definitely going to happen. You're going to have a cyber bad day.
Mm.
It's how prepared you are for it.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. Where businesses or even individuals, we just have to prepare, make sure we're ready when it does come.
Right.
Yeah.
So the average person, let's break it down. Break it down. Even for me. What is cybersecurity?
So cybersecurity is all about the digital world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have you have to protect your data, network, systems, everything in the digital world. There's a difference with information security, because a lot of people are more familiar with that, where digital security, where it will encompass like physical security as well as digital security. But with cybersecurity, it's all about the digital world and how do you protect yourself on the internet, I could say, the cyber world, the digital world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And thank you for that. So why is it, I mean, we're just a small place, right? Mm-hmm. Middle of nowhere. Well, I wouldn't say that. Very small place. Of course, we play a very critical part in the world.
Yes.
Got the best speeches, you know, all that stuff. Why is this so important here in for us?
For us. See, I often tell people Turks and Caicos is no longer the best kept secret, right?
You got that
we
right.
We are out there. It's global. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about us. And the mere fact that we are bringing on e-government now, it make us even more exposed. Mm-hmm. So our surface will be even larger. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have to be prepared, because those who do not know about us, they're going to come now and test us. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of online criminals out there just waiting for their chance.
Yeah.
And what they like is like an open book. So if we don't have any safeguards in place, then they're going to go and just eat it up.
Yeah.
Right? So we have to remember that. And if we look all around the Caribbean, not just Turks, all around the Caribbean, we're getting hit.
Yeah.
So it's like the Caribbean is like we're still paradise, but we're like invaded.
Yeah.
You know, invaded
I think,
with
I think
these.
They think we're gullible, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they
easy targets,
yeah,
right? Easy targets.
Like the other day I was on Facebook and I saw, you know, this thing from supposedly from IJ, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
they say it was born in 1970. Of course I was born in 1970. So they say born 1970, 71 or 72. You know, you can get $500. Now, when I see $500, I say, wow.
I
played along. And then when it reached that part, they say, all you got to do is pay $2.99.
Mm.
You know, because you had to select a box. The first box I select, it was empty. I didn't win anything. The second box I select, they said, congratulations, win $500. And so what I did, I went through the process, and then it reached the final page where you have to put your credit card information in.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll charge you $2.99.
Wow.
So I didn't bother with that.
Right.
Because, you know, and I think IG did put something out.
Yes, they did.
You know,
they did.
But people who didn't see that notice, you know, or hear about it, it's when you got to pay to get something.
Exactly.
To me, that didn't make no sense.
No.
To me, tell them deduct it from the $500.
Exactly.
You know, all of those things, in my opinion, they're red flags.
You remember the Nigerian emails? You remember back in the day when everybody had one of those, right?
Yes.
Where you say, hey, I'm a Nigerian prince.
Mm-hmm.
I have all this money. You know, just give me some and I'll send it back to you. You know how many people fell for that?
Yeah.
Like now we'll laugh at it, but back then a lot of people...
Some people still are.
Fell, and some people still are. And now with AI coming on stream, it's even worse.
Yeah.
So with AI, we have a lot of good, but it's also a lot of bad. It making it even difficult to... detect.
Sometimes you can't tell the truth. You can't tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference.
You know?
It's so funny because you see some like videos and you know right off the bat that it's fake, right? And then you see others and you have no idea.
Yeah.
You know how many companies lose money? There was a company in UK that lost billions of dollars all because of deepfake, which is the video like an AI video, you know, they're acting as if these, the executives are saying, you know, send money to these different places. And the CFO at that time, he was like, okay, you know, I'm seeing the CEO and the executives say, send this money.
It looks real.
The sound, the voice, everything. And he sends the money and they lost billions of dollars because of that. So it's very difficult to detect. And that's why we have to take it seriously, like security awareness training, even the humans, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we only rely on IT, the technology.
Yeah.
And the technology can only do so much.
Yeah.
You have to create, and I like call them human firewalls, where your antenna is always up, just detecting everything. Even if it looks safe, double check it, you know, just to ensure that you, you know, you're paying attention and whatnot. So,
so how do we do that? We go through someone like you to you know, make sure.
With training,
uh-huh.
Well, I do offer security awareness training for users. And again, it's just to let them know what it is that you need to look out for, because there are a lot of red flags out there that people don't recognize.
Mm.
Even the policy of the company. Sometimes they have policies and the user don't know anything about it. So what I do is work with the IT person, I work with companies so that they would know, or the humans, their employees would know exactly what to do. And reporting it is important too, because sometimes you go and you say, oh, this is a phishing email, and then you delete it. But you're not to delete it. You should report it so that your IT person, they can investigate it. It's important because you never know where these things are coming from. So, I usually help with that as well. But it is important that companies recognize that the employees, they can be the best defense for your organization. Because one small click, one click on a malicious link, it can bring everything down.
Yeah.
And that's money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. But isn't there a way too that where companies could put restrictions on certain links that employees cannot access, or?
Well, it always comes through. Like, you can have the best firewall in place. You could have the best layers of defense. And I'm talking about detections and threats, and anything you can imagine, intrusion detection systems. But there's always something that's going to come in.
There's always a hole somewhere.
There's always a hole. And then it's all a part of social engineering, too. Because one is technology or emails. And then the other thing is the phone. Somebody can call and actually get some information to, you know, source of money. Because a lot of people even wiring money the wrong place.
Yeah.
So they're losing money. So all of that is a part of social engineering that you have to be trained on.
Yeah.
You know, so we're looking at emails and the link, you might catch that.
Yeah.
But what about the person who calls on the phone?
Yeah.
Or someone you've been dealing with for years.
Yeah.
And the wiring information change. But you're like, man, that's the same person. Look at the email link.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. Come to find out, it's the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You're right. Because I got a phone call a couple months ago, right? And, you know, they pretended, that's another thing we have to watch out for. They pretended that there's some sort of a prayer group. And they say, he's calling me for this prayer session tomorrow morning. And he wants me to, you know, give him the code that should come up on my phone right now. And I say, but I was at a cocktail event, so I couldn't even do it. But I'm just saying, you'd be very gullible, because people are even using the Bible to scam you.
Yes,
I mean, the name of Jesus to scam you.
Because
you would say, oh, they're just saying Jesus, they mean the scammer. But this guy is saying, this is a prayer meeting for tomorrow morning. He just need the number. But what happened is they'll access your phone.
Exactly.
Because I remember getting a WhatsApp message from someone.
Yes.
Prior to that, saying if I could help them out financially.
And so was it unusual to get
unusual.
From that person? Right.
Very unusual.
Yes.
Very unusual.
You know. Because I had family who that happened to as well. And the WhatsApp message going out, and they had to actually swipe their whole phone.
Yeah.
You know, so it's those little things that people, we have to be careful for. And it's important to also note, Mrs. Seema, that it can happen to anybody.
Anybody.
I am IT, and it can happen to me.
Their
CEO, it can happen to the CEO, it can happen to a board member, and it also can happen to a front desk and staff. So we have to remember that it's everybody's responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, and especially nowadays, it has to be at the board table. Like, you can't just ignore cyber risk anymore. Cyber risk is a business risk.
Yeah.
So you have to have that cyber expertise to make sure your IT people doing what it is that they need to do to safeguard your organization.
Yeah.
You know, but that's important to note that it's no longer an IT matter.
Right.
Like, you can't blame IT.
No.
You know, especially when people don't like listen to IT.
Yeah.
You know, IT would suggest one thing and they don't want to do it. So it's everyone's responsibility.
Yeah. You're right. Sometimes we take it, we leave it to them. And then when something goes wrong, we blame it.
Exactly.
It's all of us, you know. You know, I also, one time, because I do property management. And I got scammed. I got scammed on $9,000.
Wow.
So the owner owner normally sends me requests for money, all right? And so I got this email from the owner saying, Drexel, please send me $9,000 whatever, right? And so I say, sure. And then they even sent me an invoice to match. But then I should have picked up the red flag, because the invoice was for a company, but it was payable to something else, right?
Wow.
And I sent the $9,000.
Wow.
And then I went back to do my research. When I pressed reply, the email appeared as if it was from the owner. But when you pressed reply, there was like a one or something behind that.
Yes.
you know?
Yes.
So what I start doing now as a control measure, I call the individual. I call people.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Even though I get an email, because someone tried again the form, they wanted $95,000.
Mm.
I say no. But I say, I just sent you $75,000. Why you want $95,000? And he say yes. And I call the owner. The owner say no, that wasn't from him.
Wow.
You know, so it's very, very, you got to put those.
You have to. You know, and that's a great control you have in place. You have to call, double check, or even look at those small little things that's on the emails, you know, the from messages, anything that looks suspicious, the change, all of a sudden, the wiring information changed.
Totally changed.
Right.
Totally. That's,
so you have to confirm that.
Even like how we have a high industry where we have so many villas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are stealing people's credit cards.
Wow.
And they're showing up to check in, right? And you don't check their IDs. Sometimes you don't check, you know. I think people should check people's IDs. Because we had these folks came from the UK and he made the reservations, whatever. And it came very late at night and we checked them in. We didn't check the ID. So now we have to check IDs.
Wow.
Because he took somebody else's card.
Wow.
Right? And so it was a chargeback. And so we end up losing. Because
that was not his card.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's a lot of those scams that's happening right here.
Yeah.
Like you say, we no longer the best kept secret. You know, people coming in and they're taking advantage left, right, and center. And everyday users are being scammed every day.
Yeah.
Whether on WhatsApp, social media.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people lose money just by that Bitcoin scam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be vigilant, you know?
We have to. Now, you mentioned social engineering just now. What do you mean by that? I mean, when you say social engineering.
So social engineering is all about manipulation. Mm. People try and manipulate you to get information. So this could come through the phishing emails just by clicking on a link.
Mm.
Because right now, what they want is your information, your personal information, your financial information. Social engineering can also be where you're doing on the phone, the texting.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's called smishing. You know, or voice calls, that's called vishing.
Yeah.
So there's so many different types of social engineering techniques. They even have like dumpster diving. So sometimes we sit up and we write our passwords and we put it under our keyboard, you know, putting it in plain sight. Or sometimes we crush it up and we put it in the garbage without tearing it up. Or confidential information, somebody can go right there and pick it up and read it. And it's those smaller things, we have to be mindful of. Do not have your passwords written in plain English, just lying there, you know. And or something as simple as shoulder surfing where, you know, you're at IGA and you're entering your PIN with your debit card. And you're not being mindful of everybody around you. So you're just putting in, like, your numbers. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give you that PIN for a reason, to help maintain your confidentiality. You have your card and you need your PIN.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that covered or make sure no one is looking before you enter that PIN. It's important. Nowadays, it's so important.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's two-factor authentication, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another measure like everyday users should put in place. You shouldn't have any emails. You shouldn't have any accounts that don't have two-factor authentication on
That's a good point.
Yeah, so you have to maintain that because passwords on their own, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, and the way how some people set passwords is laughable because it's so short.
Yeah.
Like you can't just have an 8-character password and think you're safe.
Yeah.
It's not safe anymore. In fact, no password should be less than 15 characters. Yeah. You know, and I tell people just use a phrase.
Yeah.
You know, don't think of a long @ No, think of a phrase. Because the longer it is, the harder it is to crack.
Yeah.
You know, use spaces. A lot of systems accept spaces.
Mm.
Like a Bible verse, your favorite Bible verse. Use that. Or I want to be a millionaire. Something like that. That's like 20-something characters.
Mm.
And you're going to remember it.
Mm.
Because a lot of, again, people come back and they say, how am I supposed to remember these passwords? Mm. And that's why you use phrases. Something that you could sing, you know, something that you'll always remember.
Oh, okay.
Or use a password manager.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yes, use a password manager. Because what password managers do, they have these great encryptions. Because if you're going to use a small password, then it doesn't make sense. A lot of people don't like the password manager because they say it's like a single point of failure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a long, really long, strong password as your master password, it's worth it you know, is worth the risk rather than using these small passwords.
It's definitely worth it.
And I can't tell you how many conferences or trainings I do, and I'll guess somebody's password. Mm. And this just me.
I'm is that not, right?
Yeah. Mm. I can sit up, and I'll just guess somebody's password, and just somebody in the room will be like, you know? And again, that's just me making intelligent guesses. Imagine
wow, so
the hackers.
Imagine those people out there.
With systems in place that can crack that instantly.
Wow.
Because you have these numbers and digits going over, and until it'd be like, bing, 7 characters, they get that instantly. You know,
oh,
8
wow.
characters, instantly. So these are little, small little tips mm-hmm. that, you know, an everyday user can apply to make themselves more safer in the cyber world.
Wow. So I know we have to wrap up, you know, we're doing the second part, but based on your experience and your knowledge,
mm-hmm.
what does poor cyber security costs us from a financial point of view? I mean, what is the financial cost involved?
For the last I checked, and this was IBM 2024 release, mm-hmm. 4 point something million dollars.
Oh, wow.
Business cyber incidents cost, right? Small businesses, 60% of small businesses actually don't. They actually fail in 6 months because they're unable to recover from that breach. Ransomware, like around, you know, we don't hear about it, mm-hmm. but there's so many cases of ransomware rate in Turks and Caicos where mm-hmm. you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And what businesses have to do is be prepared for it, right? Are you backing up?
Right.
You know, are you backing up your data? And if you are, you know, you need to make sure it's working.
Yeah.
So those are, again, another tip that businesses can keep in mind because, again, people trying to get in your space and your system.
Yeah.
So
how do you think we could become more cyberware as a country?
I think when we take it all seriously and we start from different pockets. So you have the older folks, because a lot of older people online, they're getting scammed. How can we assist them? How can we do this big cyber campaign around in Turks and Caicos to remind people? Because again, I can tell you this one time, and by next year, you're not going to remember it unless somebody keeps in your ear about being reminded of these good cyber hygiene habits. And we have to go into schools. And I can say, you know, the minister very interested in putting cybersecurity in the schools because babies, they're no longer only learning how to hold a bottle.
Yeah.
They learn how to hold a tablet.
Yeah.
And parents, we're happy because, again, it's like a distraction.
Yeah.
So we have to bear that in mind because babies know how to handle a tablet better than older folks.
Yeah, you got
so
that right.
You can't train them. And I train my boys all the time on how to, you know, basic stuff like passwords, how you set your passwords. Don't reveal information, your real information
so
on the internet.
We probably need to put this on our curriculum in the schools too then.
Yes, and I'm talking to the education department about it, so they're very interested in it, which is a great thing, and it does my heart well. But I'm saying, like, we can do that. And I'll share a quick story because I know we have to go, but like my youngest, I always drill them again, both of them, on how to set passwords. And my youngest was like, "Mommy, can we play Roblox?" And I was like, "Okay, let me see what this game all about."
Right.
And so I would give him my phone. I say, "Okay, install it." He was 7 at the time, and he was like, "What do you want your username to be?" And I said, "Just put Mommy." He was like, "Mommy, how you can't use your real name on the?" And I was like, "What?" For me, it was a proud moment because again, it goes to show that we can teach our children, and they are listening.
Yeah.
You know the good cyber habits. So for him to say, "Don't use Mommy because it's my name," you know, it does my heart well. And it's something that we all can, you know, learn from and actually put out there for our kids to learn, you know.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say before we end this session? I'll have to have you back as well. But is there anything else that we have not covered that you'd like to share with the viewers?
So just quick tips, like, again, use long passwords. You shouldn't have any account online without enabling or activating your two-factor authentication. That's very, very, very important. Your bank accounts, for sure. Your email accounts, your social media accounts, anywhere you can activate two-factor authentication, please do, because it will make you safer online. And long passwords again. But it's so much information out there, and I'm hopeful, again, we can do this, you know, like a big campaign or even from my small space, being able to push out that information, you know, and I'm grateful to be on the show because it's these little small little sessions that makes it better and help us to have this more cyberware country. So thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to thank you for, I mean, and you're very busy. Mm-hmm. But I want to thank you for being a guest on this show, educating the public, bringing about awareness on cybersecurity. I think it's very, very critical. I do like what you mentioned and that password setting.
Yeah.
You know, rather than these little four, you know, numbers, whatever, digits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think of something very long.
Yes.
You know, and be careful with the pins. I think a lot of banks now, they have improved where they have the chip now.
Mm-hmm,
they just tap it.
Yes, yes.
So that's a big improvement.
That's a big improvement, yes.
And now at least, also some of the banks too now, they have a token.
Yes, yes.
Because
tokens are very safe.
I don't like it, but it's very good.
It's good.
It's very good because, you know, too many people are tapping into people's accounts, and now that's good. So people need to be alert. And when you say the name of your company again?
Tech Price Solutions. Yeah.
It is important that we cannot take this for granted, that, you know, you can lose all that you save for.
Exactly.
And you can just go within a second.
In the blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye. That's the word I want to use. In a blink of an eye, you can lose everything that you work so hard for.
Yeah.
And it just basically requires some investment, some awareness.
Yes.
I know sometimes you may not feel like, you know, spending the money on it or investing or taking the time to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it.
Yes.
It's worth it. Just imagine 20 years you've been working for this and then like that it's
gone.
Exactly. And we don't want that to happen to anybody.
Exactly.
But it's happening. People are now taking this thing as a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business.
Yes.
They're getting into your space, into your platform.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking everything that you earn for, that you work so hard for, they've taken away from you.
I can tell you stories.
Even the banks, I mean, they have improved. I mean, I know people who have lost money because they got these emails saying that, please provide your information.
Yes.
And people gullibly, they went and provide the information.
Yes.
And individuals was able to get into their bank account and they just depleted their money. Now, some banks have been very good working with some customers and being able to, you know, replenish, and some haven't. I saw a news article in America, Bank of America, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
This lady lost over $20,000.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
The person called saying that they are a representative of a Bank of America. And, you know, that's a red flag, too, because normally you don't get people calling you. You know what I mean?
Them back.
Yeah, you know?
Yes.
And they're saying something about this account, and so they tell her to transfer the money into this other account, and she went and did it while it was on the phone.
Wow.
And she lost everything.
Wow.
She lost everything.
Wow.
So I hope that this show has been very informative to you, as for me as well. Let's not take anything for granted. You know, like how we don't trust people? Sometimes you just can't trust.
Exactly.
You can't trust when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Are we going to now start... the second part of our show, it's been great having Ms. James Williams on the show. Very active, and as she mentioned, it can happen to any one of us, the rich, the poor, the big companies, the small companies, anyone, it can happen to us. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you have to be prepared, you have to educate yourself. Be careful how you set those passwords. Be careful with the red flags. If someone is telling you to pay for something to get more money, that's a red flag. Always tell them to deduct it from what they want to give you. Someone's saying, give you $1,000, you just got to pay $299. That's a red flag. Deduct the $299 from that $1,000, and then they give you the difference. It's a red flag. Watch out for the red flags. It's very, very critical. Cyber security, cyber threats, it's part of our everyday life. And I think it's very important that we teach every person from child to adult. It's up to you. And so we're now going to start the second segment of our show. You know, the Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas, I think we're family. At least for me, I consider Turks and Caicos and the Bahamas family. And I grew up in South Caicos, and as I was born, I grew up in South Caicos. And I remember for years, the only airline that was coming to Turks and Caicos outside of Turks and Caicos was Bahamas Air. And we were grateful for the many years of services that they provided to South Caicos. I wish they would go back to South Caicos. you know, we'll talk about that. And I'm so happy today because we have the Assistant Director of Marketing of Bahamas Air here on Financially Speaking. And I will let him introduce himself.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. My name is Beaufort Mullings. I'm the Deputy Director for Sales and Marketing for Bahamas Air.
Awesome, awesome. So you've been here before, I guess?
Over and over.
All right, great.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
My home away from home.
That's it, that's it, that's it, yes. So what's going on in Bahamas Air, I mean, right now, in terms of... how long you been in Turks and Caicos?
We arrived on Sunday.
No, I mean, how long Bahamas Air has been servicing us?
For a very long time.
Yeah.
So I can say during my flight attendant years, which was some time back, and I've been with the company now on consecutively 27 years now, mm-hmm. or more, Bahamas Air has been flying into the Turks Island.
Yeah,
so
very long time.
It's been long.
I left South Caicos almost 40 years ago, and Bahamas Air has been going there for more than that. So it's been a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you say you've been here since Sunday. So tell us about what's happening from a local point of view, the purpose of your trip.
Well, the purpose of this trip and one of our mandates for the new fiscal year coming up is touching all of our markets, Turks Island being one of them, Providenciales in particular. So we're doing a full all-out blitz where we're getting the word out of Bahamas Air, even though one would say well, Bahamas Air was coming for so many years, but now we're in the process of ensuring that the people on the ground feel the presence of Bahamas mm-hmm. Air. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we're doing all our blitz. We're touching the schools, we're touching the civic organizations.
Okay.
We're gonna have a chat with some of the higher officials in regards to our service and the possibility of us looking to do more in the Turks Island by offering more service here in the Turks
okay.
Island.
I mean, right now you come to Provo, which
come
is what, twice?
Twice weekly, Sundays and Thursdays.
Sundays and Thursdays, okay. And so you're looking now, it's possible that you might expand the route.
Well, on my last trip to Turks Island, which was last year around the same time, as a matter of fact, one of the concerns and the request was for us to look at putting on a midweek flight.
Oh, okay. It used to at one point.
We
you know?
Used to at one point, but after COVID, we didn't introduce it again.
Mm-hmm.
So the possibility of that coming back on stream, those are some of the stuff that we're here talking about, feeling the pulse, and we realized that that particular midweek flight was good for the business traveler. And so... the possibility of that coming on stream, all is going to depend on what we're finding on the ground during this trip.
Yeah. So now, what about a service to, I know it's Nassau and Provo, but is there any possibility of perhaps looking into offering direct services to Grand Bahama? Because, you know, there are so many, if you go to Grand Bahama, I tell you, it's there. I mean, I've only been there twice. But there are so many people who are connected with Turks and Caicos. There's so many people who parents or grandparents and who are from Turks and Caicos, their family. And of course, to get to you have to go to Nassau and catch a flight. Is it possible? Can you give us some good news that maybe there is some consideration being given to even have direct services to Grand Bahama?
Well, again, the good thing about that, there's always the possibility of doing those things. And we realize, too, from our data, the majority of our passengers that fly into Providenciales always connects to Grand Bahama.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a known fact. Mm-hmm. Our weekly flight, like I say, Thursdays and Sundays, is predominantly Grand Bahamians flying to and from Providenciales and, by extension, the other islands as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And so... once we can meet the demand, and we're sure,
yeah,
because
that's
the important thing about
that's
we
true.
Can't just willy-nilly and say, well, you want to fly directly from Freeport, it has to make economic sense.
Absolutely.
And so we're looking at that as well.
Yeah.
And once it becomes to the for making sense for us to do it, then it wouldn't be a problem.
It has to be feasible.
It has to be feasible.
It has to be feasible.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about Bahamas Air. I know it's public, right? It's public. It's owned,
By owned by the government.
The government.
Yes.
You have flights also going to
yes.
the United States.
So Bahamas Air, as you know, one of the mandates of Bahamas Air being created as the national flag carrier for the Bahamas was to ensure that we have these essential services throughout the islands. You know, we're in a nation, an archipelago nation, and so having that service, the wisdom of our late Prime Minister, Sir Lyndon Pinlin, and his government at the time saw the need for that. Mm-hmm. And by extension, with you having a national flag carrier, you also have the ability to fly into different parts of the world, mainly in North America, to bring the tourist element to your country as well. So we have routes that take you out of Nassau into Fort Lauderdale, Miami, West Palm Beach into Abaco. We also have Fort Lauderdale into Grand Bahama. And one of our most popular flights is NASA out of Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are extending our wings, if we can say, because we now fly directly from NASA into Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Oh, you do?
Twice weekly.
That's new, eh?
That's new. Started November last year.
Mm.
We also do the service out of NASA into Cuba, to Havana.
Yeah, I know about that.
Mm-hmm. 3 times a week now, we have a service out of Nassau into Cape Haitian, and now we're here in the Turks Island doing the same thing twice weekly. So we're spreading our wings. As you can see, that belt of the Caribbean, Cuba, Jamaica, Haiti, Turks Island, mm-hmm. we are all putting those routes together and ensuring that we do our part, not just as neighbors, but also good CARICOM neighbors as well.
Yeah. Now, does Bahamas Air have a loyalty?
We do.
You have a loyalty? Yeah.
We definitely
do.
It's called the Frequent Flyer Program.
Frequent Flyer Program.
So we do have a Frequent Flyer Program that's in existence as we speak, but later on in the year, we are going to be executing a brand launch. So with the brand launch that is coming on, that is going to be held in September later on in the year, that's one of the things that we are rebranding as well, our frequent flyer program.
Okay.
But if you want to sign up right now, you can check out our website, www.bahamasair.com. Scroll to the bottom and when you see sign up for frequent flyer, you can just click on that and you can sign up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So and based on the frequent flyer, people watching, what's the minimum
signing up for frequent flyer right now, you automatically get $1,000.
I mean, a thousand
points. Bonus points, not $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got you.
Right. So you get that. The frequent flyer program has miles.
Right.
So once you reach certain tiers, you are qualified for the round trips to whichever destination we fly to in our mm-hmm. run. Okay. So all that information is listed on our website.
Okay.
For those persons who are interested in signing up, you can go to bahamasair.com and do so.
Yeah. Okay. And how often do you, I know you're here now, but how often do we have a team coming from here to understand, what's happening on the ground here in Turks and Caicos? How often do you come here? Well, I guess you have an agent here anyway. So.
Well, we have an agent here on the ground
who
basically works the flight for us.
Mm-hmm.
But in regards from a sales and marketing perspective, hence that's why we're here today. The sales and marketing department in Bahamas has been totally revamped. I'm honored to be leading the team.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good handful of young professionals. We now have on staff a marketing manager, assistant marketing manager. We have a full team of sales executives. We have our groups department. We have reservations. So the sales and marketing department is really functioning to its full capacity right now. And making and doing sales blitz of this nature. We're not, like I said to you earlier, we're not just doing it here in the Turks Island. We're doing it throughout the entire network. Mm-hmm. So this is the way forward. So to answer your question, the frequency of seeing people on the ground in our various markets is going to, we're going to try to do it quarterly and get to the various markets to ensure that our presence is being felt.
Right. Now, of course, you know that, you know, cost is a very dirty word for some people. People want to travel. Of course, they have choices now because we have Inter-Caribbean going to Nassau too. I think they go every day. And of course, you have Bahamas here twice a day. And then cost plays a factor for some people. During the sales blitz that you're doing in all your markets, are there any promotions going on that people could look forward to, where they could see some savings in, or cost reduction in the airfare?
Well, when we speak to competitiveness in the market, I think Bahamas Air offers the best price.
Oh, okay.
I can comfortably say that we do. We start at 435 round trip into Nassau. You can't beat that with a stick. I don't think nobody
434,
can.
434 what?
435 round
435.
Trip. Starting at. I know we're ahead of the competition in that regard. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to that, in regards to our pricing structure, there's a lot of factors that comes into play. Because as you know, like the Turks Island, we import a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Fuel being one of those things.
Yeah. The most cost,
you know, you can't go nowhere without the fuel.
Yeah.
And so we've been managing it to the best of our abilities. We haven't been killing the consumer in regards to pricing. We are remaining competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, so Bahamas Air, next time you want to fly to the Bahamas, connect into Nassau, fly onto the U.S., book Bahamas Air. www.bahamasair.com. It's easy to do.
Yeah, you know, speaking about that, right, I remember a few friends of mine, at one point somebody was complaining about the high cost to go to Miami from Provo.
Mm-hmm.
And these friends of mine told me it was cheaper for them to go on Bahamas Air and then catch a flight from Bahamas Air, from the Nassau to Miami,
right,
than from Provo to Miami on the direct airlines.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very, very interesting, because there are periods of time where the airfares are ridiculously high.
I just mentioned that to you. Competitively, I know we are the cheapest in the market.
I like your spirit. I like your confidence level. And so I guess what we could say then, that people need to, you know, do their research. Then, you know, sometimes we say, oh, okay, well, you don't just have to use an American airline to go to America.
Right.
You could probably, I mean, not probably, you could check out, you know, go on Google, website, whatever, and put in your travel dates, whatever, and you may realize that it's probably cheaper to go to the Bahamas and then go to...
That's right.
To the U.S.
And then not only that, too, you know, I'll be remiss if I'm here and just only talking about the U.S. You know, Bahamas Air is the national flag carrier. Our hub is based in Nassau. And one of the great things about Bahamas Air, we can connect you to all the other family islands as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for those persons who are looking to go on vacation, I mean, the option is there for you to stop into Nassau, fly to Eleuthera, fly to Exuma, fly to Long Island, fly to San Salvador, Grand Bahama, Abaco. We offer those services for you directly out of Nassau. So when you're thinking about your next vacation coming up, we'll be more than happy to show you our islands of the Bahamas. And you spoke about campaigns that are coming up. During the first week in July, mm-hmm. We will be launching our fall campaign, which the Turks Island is heavily involved in. As a matter of fact, my team in Nassau right now is just meeting with an influencer, I think it's two influencers from the Turks Island, who is going to help us push the message of Bahamas Air, the reliability of Bahamas Air, our safetiness, You know, the comfort that you get in flying Bahamas Air, and more importantly, how low and cost effective it is to fly on Bahamas Air.
So from July, we'll see a campaign going.
From July 1st.
Yeah. So tell us more, speaking about reliability, tell us about the reliability of Bahamas Air.
Well, you know, Bahamas Air, we pride ourselves on safety. Safety is our number one concern, and we have been maintaining that throughout the many years. Bahamas Air, for the past 4 years running, we have been awarded the Caribbean Best Airline by the World Travel Awards.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're on pace on winning again this time around. Keeping my fingers crossed, because we have been improving our services.
Yeah.
You know, we have been maintaining our fleet. We have been ensuring that our customer service is getting the proper training that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tell you, in Bahamas Air right now, from the board level all the way down to management, and whilst I'm talking about the board, I must shout out my managing director, Mr. Tracy Cooper, our chairman, Mrs. Tanya Pratt, and the entire board, but in particular, I'm a little biased for my subcommittee and the persons who was responsible from the board level for sales and marketing, and the persons of Dr. Tania Cargill, Ms. Melanie Ramming, and Ms. Astrid Bodie, who are doing a phenomenal job and giving us the support that we need to effectively do our job.
Yeah.
And again, hence, that's why we're here in the Turks Island, doing what we are paid to do.
Yeah, how big is your organization? How many employees, how many fleets,
Right now, we are flying 4 737s, the NG series. We have, I think we have three that can hold up to 138 passengers, and then we have one that can hold up to 148. Mm-hmm. And then we have the ATRs, the prop aircrafts, where we have 270 seaters, and then we have the 50 seaters as well. And we just acquired an additional ATR 70 seaters, so now we're up to 3 and 3 in that area. And the ATRs are normally the aircrafts that traverse the family islands.
Turks and Caicos too?
They come down to Turks as well, you know, but when need be, we always have the ability to swap out aircraft based on demand. Like this weekend coming up in the Turks Island, there's a demand for more
Yes, yes.
And so we will be putting the 737 on for these flights for this weekend.
Yeah.
So
how does that work? So when you see inquiries come in, you don't just say it's blocked. I mean, we're full. If you see more than your capacity, you just add another flight. That's how that works.
Well, what happens is we have a commercial team, the CRC team, who monitors flights, who controls our inventory, along with our scheduling manager.
Okay.
And we know we have to bump up our service for not just for a weekend like this that is coming up in Turks Island, but also for our family islands when it's time for regattas, when it's time for homecomings. It's kind of like our duty, our civic duty, to ensure that we get the people back and forth to the various family islands. I'll tell you, for example, the National Regatta that was held in April in Exuma. We had so much airlift into Exuma. It was, you would think Exuma was the capital of Bahamas. That's how much airlift that we had. And each full that we took down there was full to capacity.
Yeah, at least you were able to meet the demands of the
customers. So wherever we can meet our demand, we try to. We have the Cal Island Rake and Scrape Festival coming up this weekend. We have the Long Island Festival coming up. Long Island Regatta, sorry. We have the Baritari Exuma homecoming. We have the Pineapple Fest in Ilufra. So, and we try our endeavor best to facilitate where best we can.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about that we perhaps have not covered?
Well, I just want to bring to the awareness of the listening, your listening audience, is that you will be seeing and hearing more from Bahamas Air.
Okay.
You will be seeing the billboards throughout the entire island.
Oh, okay.
You'll be hearing us more on your local radio stations, the television, with commercials and advertising, so that our presence can be felt more, because I truly feel as though Turks Island, we are one.
Yeah, we are.
You know,
we are. I believe we are.
We can't leave the Turks Island out. Mm-hmm. So we're doing our endeavor best to ensure that Turks Island is included. We haven't forgotten about the Turks Island. Mm-hmm. We are looking at ways that we can improve more airlift, bring more airlift into the islands. So just stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. And then your website is
www.bahamasair.com.
And people can sign up for the loyalty.
Go ahead
program.
And book all their flights, all the information, schedule, and everything is listed on our website.
And your flights are Sundays and Thursdays, and they leave, what, 11?
We leave out of Nassau at 9.
9, okay.
Right, and then we leave out of here at 11, 10:30? 10:30, yeah.
Okay.
So, short flight over.
Yeah.
Only an hour and 25 minutes on the prop. On the jet, it's about 55 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, and again, like I said, want to plan your vacation? Come to the Bahamas.
Yay.
Explore the Bahama Islands.
Yeah.
We have some beautiful islands that you would really enjoy. And you, for those persons coming over, you'll see the similarities that we are so closely knitted together.
Yeah, we are.
You know,
we definitely are.
Coming down, I just found out that I have some tides in Blue Hills.
Is that right?
Yeah, Mullings.
Okay.
I was being told that my great grandfather was from Blue Hills.
Is that right?
So
I tell you, we are interconnected. We're very much interconnected.
Yes, and it's our duty to ensure that we keep connected.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I mean, I just want to, you know, we're wrapping up now. I just want to thank you, Mr. Mullings, for being a guest and bringing more awareness to the viewers about Bahamas Air and the plans to beef up your presence or more visibility here in Provo. And you also mentioned about your airfare flight, a minimum of $435 starting point.
Starting out, yes.
So and I encourage people also, especially travel frequently to the Bahamas, you know, to sign up for that frequent flyer. It adds up, you know. There's no fee to join, right?
No, just sign up.
And so you might as well, you know, if you travel frequently, you might as well join the program. And after so many trips, you know, you could get a free trip. And the good thing about Bahamas Air, too, is not just traveling to the Bahamas, it's also traveling to Florida. You know, check it out. And you might be very surprised to see how much you can save. You might be very surprised. Also, the comfort and reliability that you have by being on any of Bahamas Air fleets. So thank you very much for being a guest.
And thank you again.
Speaking.
Thank you again for having me.
Yes.
But before I go, I just want to say to the wonderful people of the Turks and Caicos Islands, thank you for entrusting Bahamas Air to continue making Bahamas Air the number one choice throughout the entire Caribbean. And on behalf, again, of the board of directors, our managing director, and the entire Bahamas Air, we thank you so much, and we look forward to having you again on one of our next flights coming out of Turks Island.
Thank you, and thank you all for watching Financially Speaking. Of course, you know, our show was in two segments today. We will talk about cybersecurity. I encourage you to, and we have Bahamas Air, I encourage you to, you know, for those who just tune in, to, you know, go back and review this. You can go on your YouTube channel as well, in addition to Facebook, and also on the radio station. It's very important for you to be aware of what's happening. So thank you very much, and see you next Tuesday, same time at 11 a.m.